All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is
Life from the Lair.
Nah, it's pre-recorded. I've got a lot of questions in regards to the shooting of the CEO. What I want to cover now is stuff that I think is contributing to that event. We're going to see more of this.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
Basically, we now live in a system that is bottom heavy with hopeless individuals. Over the past 50 years, we've watched many of our industries and jobs get shipped overseas. With nothing to replace them. Taxes have gone up. Regulations have gone way up. We have bureaucracies in place that were never elected, making all kinds of rules and regulations, and it's causing a large amount of desperation and hopelessness. You know, I was in Iraq in 2004, and we had to deal with car bombs and suicide bombs and suicide vests and what have you. You know, when we looked at the intel reports on these incidents, were younger men, unmarried, without a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. Really, can't do anything about it. You can't stop these people unless you put up a barrier and anyone, beyond this point gets shot.
Fire in the hole!
And you just can't do that. It's impossible. And we are breeding that kind of desperation here in the United States. Now, do I condone the violence or what happened to that CEO? No, I don't. Do I understand it? Yes. And that understanding portion is basically what this talk is about. When you look through a lot of conflicts from the past, the French Revolution, all of the Crusades, a lot of the craziness that took place during the Roman Empire. And there's a tipping point when you have a lot of single men without any hope or prospects. It usually leads to severe political instability, and then right after that, it's a two-way rifle range, or it turns into a war. It's incredibly bloody and painful. And if it's a civil war, those take decades, if not centuries, to heal from. And we had a civil war in the 1860s, and quite frankly, I really don't think this country's healed from it yet. And if we have another one, well, there you go. Now, I'm going to do a zombie apocalypse video in regards to, you know, how this can actually get out of hand easily.
I think things are getting out of hand.
There's 100 of those things out there.
100?
And the police state is not going to be able to stop it. You know, you can get on the internet or go to the library and get your hands on virtually any publication in regards to the information that you need to build the tools for said violence and the tradecraft used to hide it and make it effective. And I'm not going to go into that. Not going to go into detail. If you want to research that for yourself, then but be my guest. Go right ahead. Let's just be honest here. We've got half the country single. Whole bunch of guys, like 67 to 70% of the people who are homeless are men. And I would say a lot of these people are homeless because they owe child support, they got divorced, or their industry was shut down. And, you know, after you work in a job for 20, 25 years, and all of a sudden that industry goes away, well, you're out there flapping, and you're out in the street. And there are few things out there that are more dangerous than an individual who has nothing left to lose. Let me say that again. There are few things out there that are more dangerous than a person with nothing left to lose. And this quote has been true since we started writing shit down. There's just all kinds of quotes here. They change them around, but it is what it is. Okay, we are creating a system that is destroying hope. And once you take away a person's hope, there's no way out of the pit that they've been thrown into. Well, get ready for some lively times. All right, the next one here. All right, this is Forbes. Again, they're telling us roughly 47% of the U.S. population, just over 117 million people, are currently single. And this was published in 2024. Okay, now I'm paying attention out there to the red pill MGTOW communities, and I keep my ear to the ground in regards to what's going on out there. It's not getting any better. It just isn't.
Well, shit.
The divorce industry, because that's what it is, has been crushing men since, I would say, towards the end of Vietnam, 68, 70, 72-ish. And roughly by 1976, give or take 2 years, no-fault divorce was basically accepted across the board. By the mid-90s, they had really nailed down the effectiveness of the child support industry and this collection mechanisms. And a lot of the laws that are in place now were put in place in the mid-90s to the early 2000s. Okay, now just imagine you're a man out there and you've got a okay job, you're pulling down $40,000 to $70,000 a year, you're getting by, you're married, you got a couple kids, then you hear the three magic words,
I'm not happy,
and you're getting half your income taken away.
Fuck.
And the only way to survive is either work overtime, get a second job, and if that isn't possible for you, then you fall behind, and after a certain amount of time, they throw you in jail. And if it gets bad enough, they throw you into big boy pound you in the ass jail.
Chill, nasty Nate. It's my bitch.
Now listen, I'm divorced. Luckily, I was able to avoid that. Mainly because I had some friends of mine that got me back into the active military. And my BAH, which is meant for housing, was enough to, pay the child support until my kids turned 18. But there's a lot of people out there that do not have that option. And even though, I had the money to spend on the child support, I did not have a lot of disposable income, meaning I had to sell plasma, go without food so I could afford the gas and the expenses to drive back and forth twice a month to see my kids. And I pissed off 5 or 6 chain of commands that I've had because I would put my paperwork up for a pass or a leave. And a few times they were denied and I would go anyway. I'm sorry. Now, could I have gotten in big time trouble for that? Oh, yes, I could have. But to me, the risk was worth it because both my children were planned and I wanted them and I was not going to turn my back on them no matter what. Now here's some of the stuff. Again, this is from Divorce Lawyers for Men, and this is some of the unexpected consequences.
Consequences.
I.e. they garnish your wages. They do that automatically. When my divorce was finalized, I was still in the Army Reserve system. They automatically put the court order in there, and they were garnishing the money out of my check. Once I switched over to the active duty side, that garnishment paperwork did not follow me, and I wrote a physical check once a month. I never missed one payment to make sure that they didn't garnish my wages. Because they don't just garnish your wage, they garnish everything. If you get a bonus, they take half of that. And on top of that, you get the shit taxed out of you. Okay, they can take your tax refunds. I know lots of guys that haven't received a tax refund in 25 years. If you owe back child support and it gets over a certain amount, yes, they can throw you in big boy prison. But we just went through about a decade and a half of record low interest rates. So, like, for instance, I was able to refinance my primary home for like 1.75%, and the other one I have is like 2.37%. Those record low interest rates never reflect into penalties for arrearages that the state tax on top of your child support that you can't pay already. And those interest rates, depending upon what state you're in, go from 9% all the way up to like 15, 16, 17%. So some of these guys are never going to get out of the hole, ever. And when I was homeless living out of my car, I talked to lots of guys who were in the same situation I was in, except they didn't have a car. And it was economically not viable for them to go back to work.
This is what happens if you're not economically viable!
Because the minute they started getting a paycheck, they were literally getting 70, 80, 90% of their check garnished. Why go to work if you can't even live off the proceeds of working? All right, they'll suspend your driver's license because that is smart. They'll suspend your professional licenses. Okay, unable to obtain a passport, and they put it on your credit report. Now, look, I did VA loans for half the country when I worked for Chase Manhattan, and I would talk to anywhere from 6 to about 25 guys a day. I would pull their credit reports, and a lot of these guys were disqualified right off the top for back child support, which they put on your credit report. And that was before the interest rates went crazy and the economy fell apart since the dictator-in-chief got into office. Now, there's a lot of employers out there that will not hire you if you have a bad credit report. They look at you as a risk. Basically, it's a seven-layer dip of homelessness. And it just stacks and stacks and stacks. And at some point, you're going to start getting individuals who are going to be... From time to time, you hear about a divorce attorney getting shot or an ex-wife getting shot or a judge. But when I got divorced, I literally was laughing hysterically when it was finally concluded and I was walking out of the building. And my divorce attorney's like, what is so funny? And I literally looked him in the face and go, this is so ludicrous. I have no idea why there isn't a barricaded gunman across the street every single day. All right, this is the homelessness. Men are the majority of individuals experiencing homelessness, 70%, followed by 29% women. They have it broken down by state here. Now, these are the highest states. Puerto Rico, 82. Louisiana, 82. Rhode Island, 76. Connecticut, 75%. So, again, this is another layer. You're living in the street. You got crushed in a divorce, you lost your kids, and the system has got their boot on your neck, and you can never get out. And when you do resurface in the eyes of the law, you go right to jail. That seems pretty desperate to me. That's bad. This is not a good thing.
Very bad. Not good.
Especially now half the people in the United States are single, and that number is only going to grow. I mean, I'm looking at videos all the time on YouTube about these single events where men don't even show up anymore. Men aren't even interacting with women. That is a horrible symptom. Because when you have millions upon millions of men who are no longer participating in the system, it's just a matter of time before said men decide to tear the system down. And that will be incredibly bad for everyone across the board. Now, will I participate in such teardown? I'm way too old for that. More than likely, I'm just going to get out of the way. But I'm going to document it for history's sake. And the warning signs have been there for decades. And it's starting to pick up steam now. All right. This is basically property insurance companies denying claims. So you pay a property insurance company thousands upon thousands of dollars in premiums over, you know, a 10, 20-year period when you own your property. And something bad happens, and all of a sudden they're like, nope, sorry, we're not paying you. Now, if you've lost everything already, your house is gone, you know, all your property's destroyed, and now they're telling you, screw you, we're not going to pay you, and then you have to fight them in court, and they will do everything in their power to pay the least amount that they can. And let's move to the last one here, health insurance. Now, we're just talking here about the healthcare claim denial statistics, claims report 2024. This is Experian.com. You can look it up for yourself. This is like the icing on the cake of hopelessness, the seven-layer cake. This is literally the sour cream with the chive at the top of this whole shit sundae.
It's a huge shit sandwich, and we're all going to have to take a bite.
So let's say you work at a job. They're taking a sizable chunk of money out of your check every month so you and your family have medical insurance. And something happens. I mean, we just had our government try to force us all to take the jab, which they're trying like hell to hide all of the side effects and bullshit from that. We're getting all kinds of horrific statistics in the rapid increases of cancer, dare I say turbo cancer. And what I mean by turbo cancer are the ones that you can't really cut them out, or if you do cut them out, they come right back. They don't react to chemo, and they're hitting people way, way younger than they should. If you've been in your meat suit for 65 years or more, guess what? The C word, the cancer word, is a shadow hanging over your shoulder, and it'll get most of us out there. I can accept that. But when you have 12 and 13-year-old children coming down with just crazy-ass cancers that usually hit elderly people, like leukemia, brain cancer, bone cancer, intestinal cancer. Back in the day, they didn't really start ramming a camera up your fourth point of contact until you were in your 50s looking for precancerous or cancerous polyps. But now we've got 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids coming down with that shit. And don't even throw in our compromised food supply with all the chemicals and bullshit sugars that they add to pretty much everything that just makes everything worse. So this is where we're coming to here. We have a system cutting people down at the knees needlessly or for profit. Now, I'm a capitalist. I'm a firm believer in the free market. But what we have here is no longer a free market. It's a monopoly. This monopoly was allowed to grow under the Republicans and Democrats alike. And it's not just, you know, medical insurance, property insurance, our media, IT. We've allowed too many of these ultra monopolies to come into existence and literally profit from us hand over fist.
Calling hand over fist.
By taking our money and denying the coverages we paid for. Because most people, once you've lost your house, what money do you have left to fight the insurance company with? Oh, that's right, you don't. When you look back through history, you will see all kinds of examples where people who don't get justice in the courts will come and get that justice outside of the courts. Now, granted, this one individual, now this is just one guy. Now, what are they going to do when this starts happening 10 times a day? Because, you know, the law enforcement resources we have, they can handle that. What are they going to do when that happens 10 times a day in the major cities? Because guess what? There isn't enough money for everyone to have a security detail or buy an armored car. There's like half a billion firearms out there in the United States. There's so many out there. I mean, it's like 2.3 per person. So people are going to be able to get firearms. It's in the Second Amendment. They should be allowed to have said firearms. But what are you going to do? 47-year-old man goes in to get a chemo treatment. It's doing okay. He's come back from stage 4. Now he's stage 1 or 2. Couple more treatments and maybe he'll go into remission. And all of a sudden, oh, no more treatments for you. The insurance company said, no. You don't have the time to fight them in court. Because by the time you get in front of a judge, you quite possibly could be dead. Well, that man falls into the tier of individuals
with nothing left to lose.
He becomes incredibly dangerous. Because what are you going to do to him? He already has a death sentence hanging over his head. And maybe, just maybe, he wants to go get a little payback.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
For the individuals who signed his death warrant.
Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toad cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant?
So they could get more money in their pockets. There are millions upon millions of individuals out there who are suffering with chronic illnesses. Not all of them are going to be bedridden. And some of them are going to feel a certain way. Or how about this? A judge pounds his gavel, takes away your children so they could go to the mother to be surgically turned into eunuchs. How do you think that's going to play out? Because now you're screwing with the dude's children. Now, historically, before men were feminized to the level that we are, courts wouldn't dare do such a thing because they would be facing consequences of the highest level. These individuals can't really afford bodyguards or armored cars, and they can't live in their houses 24/7, 365. At some point, they're going to have to interact in the real, real world.
It's funny how the colors of the real world only seem really real when you video them on a screen.
And as people become more desperate and hopeless, there's going to be a lot of targets on people's backs. Now, I'm not cheering for this. I don't want it to happen. I'm just telling you the reality on the ground. So take this with a grain of salt. And this subject will probably be touched upon quite a few more times in the future. Because it is important. We have so many men killing themselves because of this desperation and hopelessness. What are you going to do when they decide, you know what? I'm not going out like that. I'm going to go out on my feet.
It's better to live on your feet than to die on your knees.
Like Detroit. Would they be able to handle 10, 15, 20, 100 such attacks a day? Hell no. They can barely get a 50% murder clearance rate as it is. When you look back at a lot of the civil wars throughout history, before they really kick off, in the beginning, there's a lot of score settling going on, and I think we're about to start seeing that. Quite frankly, it scares the shit out of me.
I'm scared, Pancho.
You ain't afraid of no man.
I have no idea how we got into this situation. More than likely, we're not going to be able to get out of it without some craziness taking place.